This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Boulder County Coroner has identified the remains found after the Marshall Fire as 69-year-old Robert Sharp, one of two people reported missing. The coroner's office is still determining the cause of death. Sharp's family said he worked in construction and was an active member of the Boulder community. President Biden has arrived in Colorado to see the devastation of last week's wildfire and to meet with people who've lost their homes. CPR's Andrew Kenny is covering the visit.
I'm standing at the end of a cul-de-sac in a hillside neighborhood in Louisville where the Marshall Fire just devastated almost every home on the block. All that remains standing here in the snow is these torched trees, burned out vehicles, and the foundations of what were people's homes. We are waiting for President Joe Biden to arrive and talk presumably about this fire that was of a type and a scale that we've not really seen before here in Colorado.
And we will carry the president's remarks live in the 5 o'clock hour of All Things Considered when he meets with the news media. State health officials have lifted a boil water advisory for areas affected by the Marshall Fire. They say residents and business owners should flush their pipes by running cold water taps for about 5 minutes. They also recommend throwing away any ice that was made recently with tap water. Snow showers in the mountains for tonight. A chance of rain and snow on the western slope. It'll be partly cloudy on the Front Range overnight. This is CPR News.